Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jerry White. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting third. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Nate Colbert. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pete Mackanin. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Bombo Rivera. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dan Worthen. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Dan Worthen. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Torre. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Benny Ayala. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Del Unser. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Roy Steger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Lolick. Pitching for the New York Mets, Mickey Lolick. And now, play ball. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lolick juggles the ball. That's an error on Lolick. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish bunts towards the mound. Lolick fields it and throws to first for the out. Jorgensen moves to second. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson strikes out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a fly ball into left field. Colbert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Nate Colbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colbert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Steger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley bunts towards the mound. Lolick juggles the ball. That's an error on Lolick. Mackanin moves to second. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ayala. Rivera reaches second base with a double. Mackanin scores. Foley goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Expos. Dan Worthen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthen strikes out. Two outs. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rivera scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Expos. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a line drive into left field. Ayala settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Colbert. Kingman reaches second base with a double. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Worthen covering, for the out. Kingman moves to third. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser takes first base on ball 4. Grote moves to second. Roy Staker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staker strikes out. Two outs. John Stearns pinch hits for Mickey Lolick. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Hank Webb now pitching. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-0 in the game. Parrish strikes out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ayala. Carter reaches second base with a double. Nate Colbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Colbert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carter scores. It's 4-0, Expos. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Colbert. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Colbert steals second. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mackinnon hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-0 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-1 in the game. Milan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harrelson moves to second. Wayne Granger now pitching. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0-for-1 in the game. Torre is hit by the pitch. Harrelson moves to third. Milan moves to second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kingman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Milner pinch hits for Benny Ayala. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harrelson scores. Milan scores. Torre moves to second. It's 4-2, Expos. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-0 in the game. with a walk. Unser hits a line drive into center field. White picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on White. Torre scores. Grote moves to third. Unser moves to second. It's 4-3, Expos. Wayne Garrett pinch hits for Roy Steger. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a fly ball into left field. Colbert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 3. The Expos will come to bat. Ed Cranepool now playing first base. John Milner now playing left field. Wayne Garrett now playing third base. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett juggles the ball. That's an error on Garrett. Wayne Granger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Granger bunts towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Rivera moves to second. One out. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool fields the ball and throws to Webb covering. Safe. Rivera moves to third. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Webb. Rivera scores. White moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Expos. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jorgensen strikes out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Hank Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen fields the ball and throws to Granger covering. Safe. Webb moves to second. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Milan bunts towards the mound. Granger fields it and throws to first for the out. Webb moves to third. Harrelson moves to second. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Webb scores. Harrelson moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-4, Expos. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kingman is hit by the pitch. Don Carruthers now pitching. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. Milner takes first base on ball 4. Kingman moves to second. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Grote hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 4. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Webb fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nate Colbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colbert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Colbert hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Expos. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mackanin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Unser takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Carruthers covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Bruce Boisclair pinch hits for Hank Webb. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boisclair. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Boisclair steals second. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Milan is hit by the pitch. Boisclair moves to third. Harrelson moves to second. Fred Sherman now pitching. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackanin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 4. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Apodaca now pitching. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Fred Sherman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherman bunts in front of the plate. Grote fields it and throws to first for the out. Rivera moves to second. One out. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. White takes first base on ball 4. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jorgensen hits a line drive towards left. Milner catches it, throws to Harrelson, who relays to second to get Rivera, who can't get back to the bag on time. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Kingman strikes out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Milner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Grote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milner moves to second. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Milner moves to third. Grote moves to second. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Unser hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Garrett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 4. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nate Colbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colbert is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Colbert hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mackanin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Dwyer now playing left field. Pepe Frias now playing second base. Bob Apodaca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Apodaca hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 4. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Rivera hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kingman. Rivera reaches second base with a double. Fred Sherman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherman is 0-for-0 in the game. Sherman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rivera moves to third. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kingman throws the ball into Milan, who tags White trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Rivera scores. Sherman moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-4, Expos. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-4 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. he's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Kingman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-5, Expos. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Milner takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Grote hits a line drive into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Unser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Mets 5. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Apodaca fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-3 in the game. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hodges pinch hits for Bob Apodaca. Dale Murray now pitching. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Carter for a passed ball. Garrett moves to second. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garrett scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-6, Expos. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Carter fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 7, and New York Mets, 6. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.